Are you an order taker or an order maker? Considering the following email by an active head of one of the largest software companies in America. Results are the only things that count. We are perfectly willing to pay a salesperson $100,000 a year if they deliver the goods. We're willing to pay $250,000 a year if that person delivers. And the person's earnings from $10,000 a month up to almost anything is in their own hands. The heads of 99 out of every 100 companies employing salespeople reflect that sentiment. Often the main limit to the salesperson's earning power is a self-imposed one. I'm sure you know the question in the mind of the person starting out with a cell phone in one hand and an expense checkbook in the other is, how can I sell? The question is in the mind of the salesperson, how can I increase my sales? Please understand in advance that I offer no theories. The source of the methods offered herein derives from the operation of thousands of successful salespeople in different industries across the North American market. These people are working more than the average salesperson because they are better than the average. And here is what they have found produce real results. Are you an order taker or an order maker? Let's take a look at the order taker, not as a negative example and not as an object of pity, but only to make a point. Chris, the order taker, visits on Smith, Brown, Jones, James and Robinson. They are not in the market. Then he opens his portfolio in Harrison's store and Harrison buys. Mind you, he didn't sell anything. Harrison was ready. The order taker had the products, showed them and took the order. Why? Simply because the prospect was in the market, ready to buy. So Chris encountered a favorable situation. He was standing directly under the apple with a bushel basket when it dropped from the tree. That is what it makes it possible for the order taker to exist. If the order taker calls on enough people, they are bound to find a certain percentage needing what is sold and ready to order. Now, let's leave the subject of order taking. Let's deal with the problem of the person who really sells. What is it? What's the difference? Simply this. The salesperson must create a specialized situation and place people in the market who didn't feel that way when they walked in the store. It has been said that sometimes a good salesperson sells to buyers who don't think they want what they buy. The reason why is this. The good salesperson makes the buyers realize they want what is being offered. Let this sink in deeply. The order taker is prospecting for people who want to buy. However, the professional salesperson tries to make every person he or she calls on wants to buy. The order taker accepts the advantage of the situation he or she finds, but the order maker, a professional salesperson, creates special situations to suit his purpose. Now, the question you should ask yourself is, are you an order taker or an order maker?